a set of three irons with one handle that you heated on the stove. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they were called.
Would they have been called sat irons?
I guess they could have been, but I've never used the terminology.
Okay, if you want to go from the first floor to the second floor, you have to walk up the
stairs.
Now, would you ever in this area have had porches on two stories, and there's one upstairs and one downstairs? Can you remember? Would there have been a porch going around the upper story or part of it, as well as the lower story?
You mean, are there houses that way? Yes.
And do they call it upper porch anything special?
No, I don't think so. They don't call it a balcony, if that's what you're reaching for. No, mm-mm. It would just be the second story porch.
Mm-hmm. If you're sitting in a room, the door is open, and you don't want it that way, you might say to someone, go.
Close the door, please.
And not on this house, but on earlier houses, sometimes you put boards on the outside that lapped over each other, similar to the way you put the roof on. Did you have that around here?
What do you mean, a shingled house?
Kind of like shingles, uh-huh. Yeah, we're wondering if you have special terms for those boards on the outside.
Well, they don't use the term cedar shakes or anything like that around here. They don't use that. They have two kinds of houses. Did you ever hear of a boxed house?
No, I'm not sure what that is.
Well, a box house is one of the cheapest type of houses they used to build around here. And it's where you just board it up on the outside any way you can. And the inside, you see the whatever that is that runs up. What is it?
The planks that go
there. Up and down. That's a boxed house.
Mm-hmm. And you said there are two kinds.
And the other is the traditional kind, where it's boarded inside and boarded outside. Mm-hmm. But a box house is a cheap house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're doing some carpentry, and you've got to nail a board in some place. You might say, I took the hammer and I...
nailed the nail.
And then you want to hang something out, you want to hang something outside in one of the outbuildings. You say, I just took a nail and I...
drove.
If you didn't get in far enough, you'd say, that nail has got to be... It's not in far enough, I've got to...
drive it in farther?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the part that covers the top of the house?
Oh.
Keeps the water out of the living room. Just at the very top of it. The shingles.
You mean the pitch?
No. The whole thing. Just the... you're making this one harder than it is.
I guess I am, because I'm not getting it.
The top of the house.
The roof. Oh. I thought you meant... there used to be something that you'd sit on the top of that house. That's what I was trying to get out.
Now I'm going to get to those.
And I can't recall what that is.
Well, first of all, what are the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Oh... why don't you ask me something that I know? The water drains, that's not right. It drains the water and it's called the... I can't think.
Okay, let me ask you and tell me if you use any of these. Eaves troughs?
Yes, but I never can think of those.
Okay, if you have a house where you've got joining roofs,
uh-huh.
Part where it comes down is called a... you know that?
Well, you can call it a gully, but that's not what it is. And we had one in the old house.
Okay.